You know that feeling when a song comes on and it's so good that it feels like you're frozen in time? Well, that's what my podcast In My Tracks is all about. The songs that stopped me in my tracks. I'm your host, Jada Burt, and I have revealing conversations with musicians about their creative challenges, mental health struggles, and the economic realities they're facing as independent artists today. And you discover your new favorite songs. Tune into In My Tracks everywhere you listen to podcasts.
What is up, y'all? This is Scarlett, aka Scardi B, aka your resident emo historian. And join me as I unpack the history of Fall Out Boy and hip hop. Look, y'all, there is a lot to cover in this limited run podcast. So strap on in, cause sugar, we're going in. What is up? She's back. Well, by she, I mean me, and by back, I mean new season of Sugar We're Going In starts March 7th, 2025. Maybe you're listening to this the day that it dropped. That is in 1 week. And if you're listening to this in the future, hey, what's up? Hello. Like, how are the flying cars? Like, are we still alive? Like, what's the jiggy? But anyway, I'm stopping by from my fresh podcasting space, aka my husband put a desk in the living room so I can record not laying down. I liked recording laying down, but whatever. But I'm here to say hello. What is up? I'm as unhinged as ever. It is Aquarius season, so I'm really just feeling my oats. A Zoloft prescription cannot keep this charisma down. No, ma'am. Okay, same Scardi, new everything else. Maybe. Kinda. But thank you to everyone who's continued to support, to listen, to share, and be a part of making this community so damn special. I'm fresh off a trip to Arizona for a sold out emo bingo out there in Tempe for Innings Fest and to see Fall Out Boy performing at Innings. And I know it feels so easy to be like, you know, is she really just going anywhere for this band with what money? You've got a good point, okay? I wanted to highlight the hustle and grind that me, but others do, you know, go through as well to make shit like this happen, you know? I actually worked the box office at Innings, and so many people, oh my God, so many people recognized me, and it was really crazy. Or even better, just like recognize my voice. So big shout out to Ash and like a bunch of other folks that I got to meet who are listeners of the podcast. And it's just such a small world. But I worked a long ass box office shift, but knowing that at the end of the night, I'd be fed and on my way to see my favorite band. And that is priceless. Now, if you have been to a bingo online or in person, thank you for keeping this podcast alive. Next one will be Saturday, May 3rd. This is a Fabingo, which is Fall Out Boy only bingo. And that is on May 3rd. It's a Saturday from 3 to 6 Eastern Standard Time to celebrate 20 years of From Under the Cork Tree. That's 20 fucking years. Okay, so link will be available on all the socials. You know where to find me at Sugar We're Going In. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, we got that. Coming up on the podcast, we'll be covering the hiatus, the solo projects, and the return of Fall Out Boy, bigger and blacker than ever, I promise you. And really, I say that just to say that this podcast has evolved so much from a show about my favorite rappers and favorite band interacting to a celebration of black art and black people and black fans. And the way they make this scene so much more beautiful and vibrant than we could ever imagine. I can't believe that during this season, we'll finally be talking about Black Cards, Truant Wave, Soul Punk, okay? And so much more. This means I'll actually be uploading my interview with Patrick from when he was a solo artist in 2011. Yes, you will hear a budding journalist, baby Scardi B, trying to keep it together, talking to her favorite person for an hour. You've been warned. I will be listening to it like through like fingers in my ears. I can't do it, but I do it for you. Okay, Shugs, I do it for you, and I couldn't do it without you. I love you. Okay, like real talk. And now I'm going to leave you off with quite possibly the funniest thing to ever happen to me. My good friend Amy, shout out to Amy, who I met at a Patrick Stump show here in Philly, got me one of those cameos for my birthday, right? Where you like tell a celeb something about your friend and like they send you back a video. She sent me one from none other than Lupe Fiasco. I truly cannot stop laughing because he couldn't get through the video without talking about the podcast. Let me stop so you can just listen. But this is my plea, Lupe, Mr. Fiasco, the samurai. please, the 1st and 15th, please come be on the show. It's our time to shine. We're going to be talking about soul punk. So obviously we're going to talk about This City and the This City remix with Lupe on it. It is our time to talk about it. So please just listen to this video.
Yo, Scarlett, what up? It's Lupe Fiasco. Wishing you a happy belated birthday. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy, you have a Fall Out Boy hip hop podcast? Happy Fall Out Boy hip hop podcast. I hope your birthday was fantastic and amazing. Hope you and Amy had great vibes. Did y'all hang out? Should have hung out. I hope your party was great. Your celebration was fantastic. Good luck with the, podcast. And it seems like you and Scarlett are like buddies. So, again, apologize for this being so late, but better late than never. You know what I'm saying? So, good luck with everything. Happy birthday. And hopefully I'll see you on the next one. All right? It's Lupe Fiasco. Peace. You know, I got a song with Patrick Stump. I actually think I got two songs with Patrick Stump. This, is it This City? And then he played on Japanese Cartoon. Anyway, I have Fall Out Boy pedigree. I should be in that wiki. I'm in the Fall Out Boy wiki. All right. Be well. Peace.
Isn't that absolutely bonkers? I dead ass had like a cold sweat running down the back of my neck just hearing him mention Patrick. And then when he was saying goodbye, there was like still a whole nother 30 seconds to the video. And I was like, oh no, is he about to do the This City verse? He didn't. But it's just so good. And I cannot wait for just so much that's going to happen this season. But just like that, I will see here you next week. Shugs, Sugar, we're going in. Season 2 premieres Friday, March 7th. Wherever you get your goods, you heard? Bye.